Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
To the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall. One hour of the finest and the rarest in rhythm and blues. Well, you've come at just the right time. It's cold outside, but the club's warming up, at least the band's warming up, the waiters are sobering up, your table's ready, and up on the bandstand is the Willie Mitchell Orchestra. Lizzie Lou, Willie Mitchell Orchestra. That's a curious record. I've not been able to find out anything very much about Willie Mitchell. He could be the Willie Mitchell who died recently, the producer and recording artist, but that record doesn't feature in his discography. I've looked on the internet, and one obscure site says that the record is on Skipper 1001 from 1955. And that may be right, but I can't find it anywhere else. And I only have it on a compilation. So if anybody out there in Radioland knows anything about Willie Mitchell, then do drop me a line. Next is a man who's a little more known. It's his Big Boy Groves and his orchestra. It's on Vita 120, and it's You Can't Beat the Horses.
Long shots, parlays, and daily doubles has caused me ulcers, headaches, and all kinds of trouble. I done bet more horses than the post office got stamps. But the horses is eating good, and I got missed meal cramps.
So you can't beat the horses, no matter how you try. You can't beat the horses, they'll break you by and by.
If I could pick a horse to win place a show, I wouldn't be so broke, hungry, and poor. But I lost so much money playing them across the board, but I wouldn't bet on silver if the Lone Ranger rode.
Oh, you can't beat the horses, no matter how you try. You can't beat the horses, they'll break you by and by.
Scratch sheets, racing farms, and paraphernalia has caused me to be nothing but a tramp and a complete failure. I done lost my car and done pawned all my clothes. I done even lost my wife and I'm sleeping outdoors.
Oh, you can't beat the horses, no matter how you try. You can't beat the horses, they'll break you by and by.
Them horses done just about run me crazy. Yeah, since I've been playing them horses, I ain't got a bit of sense. And when I say sense, I mean C-E-N-T-S, sense.
Big Boy Groves and his orchestra there, and You Can't Beat the Horses. Really snappy rhythm section, I think, on that one. Don't know who the bass player and drummer were, but it was recorded in 1956 in Pasadena. Okay, let's move on to a classic recording, much better known. This is from the voluminous Chess catalogue. This is Chess 1550, recorded in Chicago in 1953. It's Muddy Waters with all the usual suspects, Walter Horton on harmonica, and Blow, Wind, Blow.
Shedding down behind the tree. to me.
Muddy Waters Band there in full flight, Blow Wind Blow. Well, just as Chess was the iconic label for the blues, in some respects Starday was the iconic label for country music, and the country music spot this week is taken from the Starday catalogue. This is Starday 319, was recorded in 1957. The vocalist is Sleepy Jeffers. He's accompanied by the Davis Twins, and it's Pretending Is a Game.
Don't call me darling, don't call me dear, don't say you love me if you are not sincere. Don't whisper sweet things, don't hold my hand, don't call me darling if you are just a friend. Pretending is a game, dear, that sweetheart shouldn't play. If you don't feel the same, dear, don't lead my heart astray.
Jeffers and the Davis Twins, and Pretending Is a Game. This week's rare record is another that was made during the depths of the First Depression, not the one we've got now, but in 1932, a guy called Joe Holmes, who recorded under the name of King Solomon Hill, went into the Paramount Record Studio in Grafton, and he recorded this tribute to Blind Lemon Jefferson, who'd died two or three years before, and is a blatant attempt to cash in on Blind Lemon's name. He called it My Buddy Blind Papa Lemon, and it was thought that this record had been lost, but recently a copy turned up, a bit like the emails in the News of the World. A copy always turns up somewhere. So as far as we know, this is the one remaining copy of Paramount 13125, My Buddy Blind Papa Lemon.
Mama!
brought a misery to my head. Then the mailman brought a misery to my head. When I received the letter that my friend Lemon was dead, I tried it with my friend that was mentioning his name. I see that cruel man that you call dead taking my brother's name. It is too sad and lonesome. All we got to go. I see when death come and rap at your hand, he's knocking on your door. Hi, buddy, I wanna know why you're looking so poor. See, I got a notice in my mind, and I sure got to go.
My Buddy Blind Papa Lemon by Kim Solomon Hill. Oh, let's cheer ourselves up a bit. This is Bags Groove by Milt Jackson, Milt Jackson Group. It's on Blue Note, Blue Note 45-1645, recorded in New York City, 1952. Has Lou Donaldson on alto, and the rest of the band are the MJQ, John Lewis, Percy Heath, Connie Kay.
Thank you.
Bags Groove, Milt Jackson on Blue Note. I always like the combination of Milt Jackson's fiery vibraphone playing and the kind of cool, limpid lines of John Lewis on the piano. Our next track is anything but cool. We're going out to the West Coast, and this is Jimmy McCracklin, the wonderful Jimmy McCracklin, who had such a long recording career. He was with Mercury in the 1950s, although only for about 18 months. And he came up with one of his funny dance tunes. This is Mercury 71412, and it's The Wobble.
Show you how to do the wobble. All you do is hold your partner. Now swing. It's what you told, cause the wobble ain't nothing but a shake and roll. Now swing!
Jimmy McCracklin and The Wobble. Jimmy, one of the regulars in his later years at Eli's Mile High Club out in Oakland, one of the best blues clubs around in his day. Okay, let's keep down south, but this time we'll go to Louisiana, Baton Rouge, and the Excello label, a magnificent catalogue. This is Silas Hogan, who came on the scene somewhat late, and by the time Silas was recording, this kind of swamp blues wasn't really as popular as it had been 10 years earlier. So Silas never really made it big. And in fact, I think he kept his job working at the Exxon oil refinery and just played in weekends. But he was really quite a fine artist. So this is Excello 2241, and it's I'm Going in the Valley, and it's the unissued alternate take. I think it's probably Whispering Smith on harmonica here.
I'm gone in the valley, see if my baby there. I'm gone in the valley, see if my baby there. Well, I just realized I treated her so unfair. It's all my fault,
believing everything I hear. It's all my fault for believing everything I hear. Well, I let my friend made me the fool of the year. My baby there, I'm gone in the valley. See if my baby there. Will I just be lying? I see the hill soon fell. If I could only find her and let her know this go. If I could only find her and let her know. I won't be a fool no more.
I'm Going in the Valley, Silas Hogan on Lixello. The next group has been together for 80 years. Almost as long as the Rolling Stones. It's the Gospel Spot, and this is the Fairfield Four, recorded back in 1953 on Dot, and it's Come Over Here.
Oh, come over here, people is spread, peace now,
Fairfield Four Gospel Group and Come Over Here. That was really nice. Folks, you're listening to the Keynote Club on Sheffield Live. It's 93.2 FM if you don't know where you are, and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. I'm your host, Bob Hall, here for the next half an hour, but for the moment I have to leave you for this important message, but I'll be back in a flash.
Hey, Mom, watch. No hands. I just lost control of my bike and crashed. Only skinned my knee a little bit. Nothing too bad.
Jesus H. Christ! My little baby! That's it. No more bike riding for you. Not today. Not ever.
Mom, it doesn't hurt too bad. I love my bike. I just fell. It happens.
That's it. I'm getting you a car.
Wow, cool!
I did not bring you into this world in order for you to be exposed to anything dangerous. I lost my figure for you. I ruined your father's life with my nagging. I will not see you die on some outdated contraption. I won't! I won't! I won't! I will protect you in any way I can. It's a mother's duty.
I love you, Mom.
Well, you need a car. We'll remortgage the house or do whatever it takes. I want you safe. And what better protection than an overpowered sports coupe you can drive when first experimenting with drinking and drugs?
The teenage years can be difficult and dangerous. Don't make them deadly. Don't let your teenager ride a bicycle. Be a mother, not a murderer. This is a public service announcement paid for by the Governor's Office of San Andreas in association with Maibatsu Cars of America.
You'll all have recognized Night Train there by that version by the Buddy Lucas Orchestra. That was originally issued on VIM 505, 1960, and it was so successful that it was reissued a year later with the rather irritating overdub train noises on Tivoli 42124. Buddy Lucas on tenor. Okay, let's move to another great area of blues. This is Texas, and this is Gorry Carter on Coral 65058. Gorry Carter was a T-Bone Walker disciple, but he was, I think, quite a fair artist in his own right. This is recorded in Texas in 1951. It's I've Got News for You.
My Whitney, babe. get my weekly pay. Now listen, pretty baby, how a love can't last long this way.
I've got news for you. Gory Carter, the steamy sound, Texas sound of Gory Carter. Okay, moving a little bit east, it's the Cajun Spotlight time, and this week the spotlight falls on Buzu Chavez. This is recorded on Maison de Sol in 1989. Now that's really, really modern for us. Buzu Chavez on accordion and Zydeco Hee-Haw.
Georgia, by the mansion.
Zydeco Hee-Haw, Boozoo Chavis there on accordion. Staying in Louisiana, let's go down to New Orleans and one of Cosimo Matassa's efforts, one of the many hundreds of great records made in Cosimo's studio in New Orleans off Rampart Street. This is Jesse Allen. We came out on Imperial 5315, 1954, and it's What a Party. What a Party by Jesse Allen there. Lee Allen on tenor, of course. Earl Palmer drums. Recorded in New Orleans, 1954.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
It's time, once again, for the challenging record of the week. And this is one that I think is really quite clever. This is from the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. And it's a favorite of mine. It's the intro and the outro.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoon's rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Donna Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see incredible shrinking man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on duck call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General the Gaul on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunican as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. Mmm, that's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kit and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
The intro and the outro, of course, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Interesting to hear how many of those people who presumably were very well known in the 60s when that was recorded, who have now become virtually obscure. And a few, like Kenneth Clarke, are still around, and Eric Clapton too. Well, that was nice. Good. Nice to hear that. And nice to hear this too. This is Back to Chicago, 1953. It's a very young Junior Wells, recorded on States 139, Henry Gray piano, Louis Miles guitar, and about the break of day.
Honest, tell me who.
Junior Wells with the blues standard he calls About the Break of Day. I guess many of us would know it as Early in the Morning, I think written by Walter Roland back in the 30s, and of course made famous by Sonny Boy Williamson the First. Staying in Chicago, let's have a pre-war track now. This is the Harlem Hamfats, one of my favourite pre-war groups on Decca. This Decca, a nice Decca 78, 7229, recorded in Chicago in 1936. It's Herb Morand on trumpet, Horace Malcolm piano, Joe McCoy vocal, Charlie McCoy guitar. I think both, maybe Joe played guitar as well on this one. This is the well-known The Garbage Man.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Stick out your cans. This is the garbage man.
Can you take it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Ain't nobody stick it out like you can.
Hamfats there and the Garbage Man. If you like this kind of music, you might want to consider becoming a member of Sheffield Lives. You can contact us on the web at www.sheffieldlive.org, and of course we're broadcasting on 93.2 FM Sheffield Live, where you hear music you can't hear anywhere else. Well, that about wraps up the show for this week. I've got one more track. This is a very rare record. This is Rufus Thomas. It's unusual for Rufus to have a rare record, but this one, I think, obviously didn't sell very many copies. It came out in 1953. It's on Sun Studios in Memphis. Recorded it, Sun 188. It's Rufus Thomas. And I'll leave you with Tiger Man.
Well, I get up on the mountain and I call your door. Well, they tell me don't hound dog snooping around your door. If I ever catch you snooping, he won't snoop no more.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.